Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is an encore broadcast of Radio Wasteland.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland, the best in paranormal talk radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Kara, do you have any news for us today?
I do indeed. So let's start with some conspiracy news here. Public records obtained by Vice indicate that Ring, Amazon's security company, made secret agreements with police departments around the country to advertise Ring security technology to private citizens who contacted the police department. Perhaps more significantly, it allowed police departments a portal by which they could access information from private security systems without a warrant. Although Ring and the police have defended the security system as a powerful crime-fighting tool that saves lives, privacy watchdogs are less than thrilled. A meteor capable of leveling a city passed by Earth last week, coming within 6 Earth diameters of striking the planet, so closer than the moon. The rock was 100 meters wide, nearly 5 times the size of the asteroid that exploded over Chelyabinsk, Russia in 2013, with more energy than a nuclear weapon. This asteroid was not spotted until mere days before it passed by Earth due to its unusual orbit. And lastly, to follow up on a story, YouTube's plans to rein in conspiracy theories appears to be failing, according to the Huffington Post. Earlier this year, we reported that YouTube was now recommending fewer videos on topics such as Flat Earth, anti-vax videos, and QAnon theories to users. But preliminary analytics suggest that this change has not altered the traffic of these videos, since people tend to go looking for them rather than find them in their recommendations, and the videos are still being monetized. Large conspiracy channels like Next News Network and Just Informed have only grown since the policy changes were implemented. Back to you, Chauncey.
All right. Well, you know, getting struck by an asteroid, I'm going to hit this one first, because the outside, too, you know, they're really kind of the same, two sides of the same coin of the same topic there, you know, it seems.
Exactly.
But I still wonder, I want the government to just come out and tell us, hey, if we were to get hit by one of these, or one of these was to be on a collision course, here's what we would do.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
I mean, there are plans like that, you know, by individual agencies and groups. I don't know that it's ever been widely publicized, and they are pretty vague. You know, they're
yeah, but the scientists, people like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Michiro Kaku, you know, they basically never say what we would do.
No, they don't.
They always say, oh, that would be crazy, you know, but...
Right, because they don't know.
Well, shouldn't they?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, aren't they the sorts of people that
I
you
see
have?
The problem, Chauncey. Yeah. Yeah. I think, actually, like, people like Neil deGrasse Tyson love to talk speculative science. Pretty sure the technology is not there yet.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, well, you know, fingers crossed.
Yeah, I guess the likelihood is unlikely, but, you know, it's like...
6 Earth diameters, closer than the moon.
Yeah, that's true. You know, but we are moving quickly. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, in terms of space, the object of, you know, 2 little pinpricks colliding in this massive empty void, you know, unlikely. But we don't even know how many asteroids there are out there. We have estimates, but, you know, they're almost certainly on the low side.
Yeah. I did see a ninja cut a BB with a sword on TV, though. So I figure...
Yeah, it's
no,
exactly like that.
There was this show, Jared's looking at me like I'm crazy. There was this show about like superhuman people and people
right,
who are capable.
Yeah.
And there was literally a guy who they shot a BB at him from the pitcher's mound and he deflected.
I know, I've seen it. there was a cracked article about it. I think his name is Machi or something. And it was like, you know, the part of his brain that processes movement or whatever is has too many of those wires.
I'm sure he's fun at parties then. anyone who's superhuman is also not fun at parties.
Okay, now.
All right, and then the other two, man. The first one, you know, really cracked me up because they're just all like, oh, you know, we had your information and it was secret and nobody told you, but it's a great tool for fighting crime. Yes, of course it is a great tool for fighting crime because you're capable of spying on people, you know?
That was basically my reaction.
Yeah, like what a stupid answer, you know? And don't get me wrong, maybe that's the case. I'm sure a day is coming that we're all going to vote for that to happen. You know, a lot of people, you know, I bring this up all the time. I think Fahrenheit 451 is a great example because we voted to outlaw books in that, and we're doing it to ourselves now in a lot of situations.
Absolutely. Well, people are unduly terrified of crime, I think.
I agree.
Even in high crime areas, people think that crime is like, crime rates are at least twice what they actually are.
Yeah.
Just because that's people's intuitions they focus on. We come from scary stuff.
We're in one of those towns where the crime rate really has skyrocketed.
Yeah, it has.
You know, but I haven't been mugged yet, but you know, the day is young.
Indeed.
You know, I still have to walk to my car after this, so, you know.
Isn't your car parked 5 feet from the door?
No, it's like five spots that way.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, better call your family before you leave.
What do you mean? I'm the dad. Better call my family. What is my 24-year-old of Warcraft playing daughter going to come walk me to my car?
I mean to say goodbye.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'll go with that one. Sorry, Jazz. Sorry, Jasmine, if you're out there.
but I like that you took the opportunity to belittle your daughter there. Yeah.
Only in her fighting capabilities. Outside of the World of Warcraft, inside the World of Warcraft, she's a force to be reckoned with. I'm sure. You know.
Well, you don't know that. What if she's not that good?
Well, then she needs to knock it off because she's invested a lot of time into that, and she better be good, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think you should
find... The mere concept of you saying that is pissing me off.
I think you should find out. This is important information. Yeah.
And then YouTube, this kind of goes in line with what's the conservative watchdog website...
I don't know. There's a million of them.
Yeah, there's one. Man, Jake told me about it. Maybe
the Blaze. The one Jake likes is the Drudge Report.
That might have been it. But they're talking about how they're coming at Google wanting to change. So right now, Google is considering themselves a like an aggregator of information, and therefore they're not liable. But they're trying to prove that Google is pushing an agenda, at which point it would make them an editor, which would make them liable for certain information. Right now, their business model is maybe not matching what they're actually doing. And of course, YouTube is owned by
Google.
And here's a prime case where one could say that this is a political move to get rid of these conspiracy things, as opposed to a truth responsibility move.
Right. Well,
in this climate,
see, this is what I think is silly about this. Like, the two cannot be separated. Like, I don't think you can say, you know, this is us standing up for the truth without, like, acknowledging that the truth is, you know, by its very nature, a political concept that's sort of based on where you're coming from.
Well, I mean, facts, you know, I mean, science is a big issue, you know, here we are not trusting scientists, yet, you know, we work our cell phones, you know.
Well, yeah, exactly. Science is politicized.
Yeah, it's, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
So, how does one navigate that, you know?
I think censorship is not the answer. I think the answer is people need to be more educated. Which is a whole, I think, you know, they're solving the problem on totally the wrong end is my perception of this.
I agree. All right, we're coming up on break here. Our guest tonight is Carl Bott, the owner of the FM station that we are on, KCNR, 96.5 FM and AM 1460 is also Free Fire Radio, and had a paranormal show called Outside the Wire, and we're going to be talking about his paranormal experiences. His experiences with other people's paranormal experiences here on Radio Wasteland. Go to commercial, Jared.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Reading. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is an encore broadcast of Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460. Visit Radio Wasteland at Instagram at instagram.com/Radio Wasteland.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Carl Bott. Carl is the owner of the radio station that we are here on. We have you, dimly lit enough to the point where you will be able to maintain the anonymity of being the face behind our station, I guess. But, Carl, we really have you on the show here because you are the predecessor of us on this radio station here, that you had a show called Outside the Wire for years.
I did. I had it for, for at least 1 year, maybe more. But first I'd like to clear something up. It's my wife and I own the station.
Oh, sorry.
And she allows me to play behind the mic here.
Chauncey, we just lost our progressive friend.
That's well, I mean, you know.
Well done. Yeah. I've worked so hard in one fell swoop.
I knew it was coming because she was standing over here in the corner shaming him. You know, it's like, sorry, Linda, of course. You know,
I started it because I've always been interested in the paranormal. And I don't know, maybe it's because I have friends that were really, really big into, really, really into the search for Bigfoot. And I've always been interested in it. And so I had the opportunity when you have a radio station to do something like that. So on Friday mornings after our regular show was over at 9, I went into Outside the Wire. And Outside the Wire is a military term You know, if you're when you go outside the wire, things are different. Things could be scary. Things could be dangerous out there. Because you're out there in ground that's not settled.
Right.
So that's where I went into the outside the wire.
Yeah, when Andrea first conveyed to us that was why the show was called that, we both Karen and I sort of peeked like, ooh, that's a great name.
Ooh,
it's a very good name.
It was fun doing it.
Right. So are you, Karen and I have discussed that we're sort of healthy skeptics. We're into paranormal in this, I like to say that I came to it from a sort of fantasy level. Like I liked movies and comics and stuff like that. And, and it led me to this level where I'm just all, well, I like all the fake stuff. Why don't I look into seeing if the real stuff, because I personally haven't had any experiences to speak of that were mind-blowing for me, you know. So what,
we're here because we want to believe, you know,
right?
What we haven't.
What took? I know you have military experience. Maybe you have some stuff you're not able to tell us about that.
Well, you know,
drew you to this.
There's always talk. When I was with the wing, that the air wing, that you know, you have pilots every so often at the club talk about things they've seen out there that were kind of hard to understand. My experience with it. No, I haven't had a visitation or anything like this, but you know, I think the closest thing I came to, I was driving across the desert in Arizona, and it was like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm just blasting through the desert, and you can see, of course, for long distances, and I could see these lights coming up on me that were fast. And then I started looking at the lights, and it wasn't like headlights from a state patrolman. It was like four lights across. And it was coming really fast. And I was thinking, maybe I better slow down here because it could be a state patrolman, and I was going fast. I was going really fast. And then I came down, you know, how you kind of come down.
You were going alone in the desert fast.
Alone in the desert fast, right. And, you know, where there's nothing out there.
Right.
This is out past Quartzsite, if you know anything about Arizona.
I don't, but.
It is out there. And, so I start to slow down. I went down into a dip, and this these lights were coming fast. I mean, there was no roads turning off or anything. I came up out of the dip, lights are gone.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? That was kind of strange.
Right.
And I was thinking, well, there's no place to turn off. And I thought, well, there's strange people out there. Maybe they just turn their lights off and then they're racing through. Because people do things like that.
Yeah. Or turned off some, well, it's shady to bury
it. Well, it could be, but it was coming up so fast on me. I mean, it was.
You were literally being tailgated by Batman.
Well, it was coming up, and it was probably, when I first noticed it, it's got to be, you know, a couple miles behind me, and just in a very, very short time, it was like half a mile.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could see the lights really brightly, and then they just disappeared. Now, they could have just turned off, it could have been anything, it could have been anything out there, but I always thought about that. It was always pretty strange.
Well, it at least shows that the interest is there. When this happens and you go to the most extreme possibility, you know, when stuff like that happens to me,
it's a UFO
maybe
out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming down the road out there. So, I guess that's probably been probably the biggest thing that, or the most obvious thing to me.
Now, you were a Marine.
I was.
You were a Marine. So, one of the big things for me is that these sightings from astronauts and military people, especially this sort of recent release of pilots and really people who are not only credible but trained to be credible, what do you make of those? Does that sort of pique your possibilities?
It's not just trained to be credible. They're logical, too.
Right.
Aviation is very, very, mathematic oriented. And they're always looking at the instruments out there, you know, at night. And they're always, looking, of course, when they're going at Mach or close to that, you know, they're always looking out in front of them. So if they're seeing things that give different radar signatures than anything they've seen before, and areas that shouldn't have radar signatures like that.
Right.
You have to wonder about that.
Yeah.
And then when they see things out there that have come up within, sight, visual, they're not kind, because first of all, you come back and say, hey, by the way, there was something really strange out there. I saw it in this. It's not really, it's not conducive for your career.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's just admit that. You go out there and I saw something that was shaped like an eight that was kind of, you know, shimmering and going, you know, and moving, kind of undulating through the sky. You don't come back and tell people that.
Right, unless you're convinced that your job, you need to.
Yeah, you know, we'd like you to talk to Dr. Proctor here tonight.
Right. Yeah, so that's definitely one thing that makes me, you know, look at this stuff and go, you know, there has to be some sort of something going on there. But you know, it really kind of, Kara and I have discussed this before, if not UFOs, then, and not our own government, that means that another government is more technologically superior to us, and I find that hard to believe.
I find that hard to believe, too. And the other thing, too, is that a lot of these things occurred during times of conflict also. Yeah. So I'm not sure if that has anything to do with it or if it's, you know, just it was that time. But, you know, ones that I've, you know, I've heard about and read about, have, you know, it's been during the times of conflict where people are out there and things are going on.
Right.
Too.
So there's, there's a stress to be taken into consideration.
Well, there's stress, but it's also is, does that type of an atmosphere of anger and fear, concern, does that have anything to do with the fact that there's, you know, could be visitors? I'm not so convinced that we're the only life in the, you know, in existence.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I'm not that. Yeah, I'm not that. You know, I don't think anybody really believes that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does anymore either. You know, and it's interesting how quickly things moved in that regard, because it wasn't. I mean, back in the 80s, you know, even through the 90s, you know, it was laughable, and on a religious level, it was a no, and now it's really sort of general, sure, there could be.
There could be.
You know, and it really moved quite quickly that we caught up with what science and technology was telling us was potentially possible.
And the way the technology is growing here, I mean, it's not like, oh, it's going to be 5 years with the technology we have now. It technology grows so fast, you know, and it builds on itself so quickly. A lot of things that, you know, were just totally, science fiction, we're doing today. I mean, and it's going, and we're going past it.
Yeah, during the commercial break for the people on Facebook, I'm playing this Michiru Kaku speech, and in part of it, he's talking about how in 2013 they were able to upload a thought to a rat, to a mouse, about where the treat was, and they were able to upload it into its brain, and then mouse went and got the treat because they put the thought there.
Well, I think a lot of times you could be in a bar and somebody's uploaded a thought to your brain from across the room.
Right.
No, I'm kidding about that. Well, not really. But the
I think it's still analog. I think they haven't gotten wireless yet.
Wireless. Okay. You know,
they didn't beat
really?
It in there.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, you've been, you know, been at the hen house. Anyway, the no, there are so many things going on. You know, we were just talking about autonomous cars.
Oh, yeah.
Now, autonomous cars were something so far in the future that when people, you know, thought about it. But now, I mean, they're out there.
Right.
What's the next thing that happens is autonomous aircraft.
Yeah, not only are autonomous cars out there, but one ran down a woman and the whole operation was shut down and back up and running within 6 months. That has to show you that we're right on the brink of this happening.
I think we are. I just saw where General Motors has delayed their launch for a year. Mm-hmm. But there's places in California whose whole mission in life is, I think, was their business plan was to put Uber out of business with autonomous cars.
Right.
Electric batteries, things, you know, the cars that come to your house. And it's, you know, they could do it for 20 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of younger people, you know, my kids and stuff, they don't want to be associated with the debt and the payments. They would rather pay, get what they needed, and move on and not be associated with any of that. They don't want to own a home. They'd rather not own a car. A lot of stuff like that.
You know,
so it's part of this whole new
But just think of how it opens up the world to seniors that, you know, that don't drive or don't like to drive.
Absolutely.
Now they can go out and they can go back and, you know, hey, I want to go down to the Opera House in Sacramento. And so something picks them up and drives them down. I mean, they can do it with a cab right now, but it's pretty expensive.
Right now they just have, you know,
busing, they don't have much of a choice.
Busing to the local casino. All right. We're coming up on break here. We're listening to Carl Bott. We're talking to Carl Bott. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what Kara and I might have been missing out here in Reading.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse, a timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalennikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
Life is about what you put into it. It's also about what you leave out. That's why we serve ham with no antibiotics, ever. Wholesome by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Go big or go home. What kind of choice is that? Go big and stay home with Jersey Mike's, delivered by Uber Eats. Having it all by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is an encore broadcast of Radio Wasteland.
You're listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Carl Butt. We're talking about his old show, Outside the Wire, at this point. you know, Kara and I have been doing this show. We are on, I want to say we're episode somewhere around 125, 130. We're in there.
Well, that's great.
We've been doing it for a really long time, and we have had very few guests from Reading and from the area.
Yeah.
We've had maybe one or two from Mount Shasta and maybe one or two from Reading. Not Mount Shasta, but Shasta, Mount Shasta.
So the Myrians?
Old Shasta. Yeah, Mount Shasta.
We were talking
Sorry,
about
I get Old Shasta, Mount Shasta, and Shasta right. Lake. And, you know, it's a mess. But, you know, what did you have on your show? I know Lemurians. That's why we initially went after some Lemurians, is because you had told me that you had had some on your show.
You know what? I learned a lot about the Lemurian culture. I learned that there's, you know, it's Mount Shasta is a cave in there, and they can put, I think it was like 100,000 Lemurians could be in there. And then, but that's just one of the many mountains throughout the world that Lemurians are in, a very advanced society. The gentleman I was talking to was a hybrid that his grandfather, was a, had been a full-blooded Lemurian, and his great-grandmother had
was
been,
a freak.
And, but had been human.
Sorry.
And so they, you know,
that he's was listening that, right now and is just fuming.
They,
you know?
Yeah, that's right. He did say that they get shorter with each generation if they've been intermarried. Cause Lemurians, of course, are very tall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had two or three shows that were, you know, really interesting. All of them were interesting.
It's a diplomatic way to say it.
Well, you know what? You have to, you can't, as you know, you can't start drilling down into this too far with people.
Well, though, you invite somebody on to tell you their story and their opinion. I mean, I'm not an investigative journalist.
That's right.
And that's not
right.
what
that's
I'm
right.
here for.
You know? I ask the questions, and they give the answer, and we move on to the next question. The ones on Bigfoot. I had some real experts on Bigfoot in here talking about the Sasquatch, how this is a worldwide phenomena, that it's not just up here in Northern California and the Northwest. All types of examples of proof, hair that had been found, samples of that they had done the research in the trying to isolate what kind of hair it was, and they couldn't do it. It wasn't, you know, found to be of anything that was, you know, that was known.
Right.
The sounds of the animals at night, the howling, the loud screeching at night, which is unlike any other animal, according to the experts. The difference, you know, footprints, the fact that they're seen in so many places.
Right.
I don't question the fact that, well, you know, we've got a lot of cameras and everything out there, that things flying overhead, because I don't think there's been any real photographs besides that one video.
Right.
They made
Patterson, Gimlin.
Yeah, that one video. But it was a very interesting show. I mean, you have to maybe not suspend belief, but you have to keep an open mind.
Yeah.
That's entirely it, Kara. You have to keep an open mind. Another show we had was a lady from Yuba City that was a hybrid of a reptilian type of alien that also went back in her family. And I said, well, how come, you know, I mean, doctors, and I mean, when you get sick. Well, then I was informed that they have groups throughout the United States that they go to doctors that are just like them. They don't go to doctors like.
They don't go to human doctors.
They don't go to the. Yeah, they don't go to human doctors. They go to.
Interesting.
You know, they go to their own, you know, to the only the people that will be able to take care of them. So.
All right. So they are. That just makes me wonder how many of these hybrids are out there. But of course, we've had. Talking on Bigfoot, we can talk on hybrids too. We've had quite a few of those, or at least guess who believe in them. We've had one or two that were firm believers that maybe they were, I think.
I think all we've ever gotten is maybe. I don't think we've ever gotten, I am definitely a hybrid.
This is a woman out of Yuba City.
It's so interesting.
Of course, Yuba City's a little strange sometimes. Anyway, and she was, talked about it, talked about how they existed, talked about how they have their own inner network, and this is how they were able to go and not be found out because their internal organs are different,
right,
and all this. Yeah, I mean.
Huh. So what about, you know, one thing that we haven't gotten much of is conspiracy theories. You know, a lot of our stuff has been paranormal, has been alien and stuff like that. Yeah. We haven't gotten too much of conspiracy theory, you know, and did you get much of that?
Oh, yeah, I did a couple of the conspiracy theories. I have problems with conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
It is so difficult to keep a secret on something big. So when you start talking about 9/11,
all right.
That is a conspiracy that they put explosives in the buildings and, you know, this was done like this and that no plane hit the Pentagon and, you know, they ratchet up their facts. I have a real problem with conspiracy theories because, you know, it makes you wonder, and, you know, like, no, you know, 19 men couldn't have brought down the two towers and hit the Pentagon.
Right.
And all these. And because it makes people feel, powerless. And that's what conspiracy theories, in my opinion, are about a lot of times. People don't want to feel powerless.
No, they don't, but we sure eat them up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe we do a little bit.
you know, it's a kind of
or
thing.
Or people like to maybe know who the enemy is when they do feel powerless, and maybe that's it.
You know what? The one conspiracy theory, and I don't know how many I've, you know, it goes by all the time, is the assassination of JFK. We had probably two shows on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the one where if there was more than one person involved with that, you could understand how that could happen.
Yeah, we've actually had that on. And
I had that exact experience. I went in expecting to be like, okay, you know, whatever, the CIA killed him. Like, sure. I wasn't expecting to believe, and he made a very compelling case.
Yeah, he did, that it was actually the mafia in response to, more so in response to his brother, you know, and stuff like that. It was it was actually,
made a lot of sense. I'm not saying I believed it, but it was like, okay.
And then, you know, there's, you know, gee, how did that happen? How'd this happen? You know, I've seen a lot of gunshot wounds. You know, look, his head jerked this way. Well, you know, sometimes that happens, you know. If you're shot from the back, your head jerks back.
Right.
But there were other things that went along with it, including the theory was that he was accidentally shot by a Secret Serviceman that was getting out of the car behind him, and the final shot came from there. So, you know, I'm kind of like you here. That one was pretty compelling with all the things they brought into it. So if there was one conspiracy theory that I would really have to think that, okay, maybe this was a set job.
Right.
I still haven't figured out though the Lee Harvey Oswald part of it. Was he so much of a patsy, but they got him to take a shot from there.
He was a commie.
Well, he was a commie.
I don't know if he was a commie.
Well,
they say he was a commie.
Well, you know, he lived in Russia, and the guy was a loser. And then, but the thing about it is that he took a shot at that general. I think his name was Walker, in Louisiana several weeks before that, and either wounded him or missed. But that was the part that nobody ever really addresses. That the fact, you know what? This wasn't his first time. He had taken a shot at. And this guy was a real hard right-wing guy.
Right.
So that was probably
Oswald was or the guy
No, the guy
at.
He shot at. This,
okay.
This general who was a Louisiana politician was the one that he took the first shot at. And so was he being used this whole time and set up just for that for this one reason?
Right. Obviously, if that's the case, he was being used for
And people say nobody can make that shot. Well, that's not true. I mean, they've had marksmen go up and they've redone the whole thing, and they didn't make it the first time.
Right.
But they made it the second time.
Right. And so, as we were saying during the news, I did see a ninja on TV chop a BB gun with a sword, and I really did see it. So somebody can make the shot.
Yeah.
Nobody can make the shot.
That's the only guy.
All right, you're listening to Carl Bott here on Radio Wasteland. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the stuff that we do think are possible and the ones that we absolutely don't. You're listening to Radio Wasteland.
Attention all hands.
Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to save big money and help a great cause this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a big three-day yard sale at our museum property on Ronda Road in Anderson, just south of the Walmart. Plus, if you want to make a donation of items to the yard sale, we'll take donations Friday and Saturday. Please, no junk. We'll see you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. And thanks for your support of our local veterans.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
This is an encore broadcast of Radio Wasteland.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Carl Bott. All right, so there are so many of these things out there, I figure we're going to have to speed through them and get through them. During the break, we were talking about, were we talking about geoengineering in general or just chemtrails?
Just the chemtrails.
The chemtrails, all right. So you're a no on the chemtrails.
I'm a no on chemtrails.
Are you a yes, no, or maybe where are you at on those?
Oh, I'm definitely a no on, you know, chemtrails or a government plot. I think, you know, there is geoengineering technology. Technically, cloud seeding is a thing. I have a hard time believing that it's being used on a global scale to change the climate without anyone's knowledge.
Yeah, I personally believe that if we were actively hurting, basically affecting climate through weaponry or through anything like that, that it would immediately lead to a world war. Here we are more technologically advanced with a lot more money, and if we started manipulating the climate for our benefit, all these other countries, regardless of how pissed they were at one another, would get together and come and get us, because we would be in a situation where we would be able to manipulate the climate for our benefit. We would be the James Bond supervillains.
Well, yeah, and then and there's enough technology out there. If they thought that, imagine the Chinese or the Russians or the Swedes. getting photographs of all this. Look what America's doing. You're right. It would trash us forever.
Right. And we would go after Russia if they were doing it. We would go after China.
The world, if you're making this, you know, the climate change and through all this, the world's going to turn against you. And this has been going on supposedly for 60 something years, the chemtrails. And I just have a real problem with the whole logistics side of it.
All right. Moon landing.
Yeah.
Yes, no, or maybe.
Oh, of course it landed on the moon. But there are people, I know, they still don't believe it, and I'm just appalled at that.
Yeah.
We landed on the moon.
Yeah, okay. And personally, for me, moon landing falls into the same category, as I've said 1,000 times on the show before, as trying to tell me that dinosaurs didn't exist. I'm not having it. I was a young boy. I grew up. I was inspired by landing on the moon, and dinosaurs, don't try to tell me that stuff doesn't exist. I get angry. That's a no. All right. Vaccines. That's a big one here.
Well, what about vaccines?
Okay.
Do they cause autism? No.
Are they bad? Should they be mandatory for polio? Let's get specific. Should vaccines be mandatory for polio? Mandatory.
Mandatory. Okay. Yeah. I guess. I don't feel too strongly about that, but I would say I guess. Yeah.
All right. You don't have to answer. I'm not looking to put you on the spot.
I look at it like this. I've talked to people that are very reasonable people that have had impacts of vaccines in their lives.
Yeah.
And the things that polio, we wiped polio out. That was a vaccine. So should all vaccines are all bad? No, of course not. I think the main problem that some people have is so many of them at such a young age.
Right.
They can get 40 or 50 inoculations before they're 2 years old. And so the question is, even though I had a doctor sit right here and he was just saying, he says, nope, it's not true. He says, they're not going to react with each other. They're not going to do this. I mean, this guy, this is what he does. So.
Right. Yeah. But my wife is one of those people who has actually had a negative reaction to the flu shot.
I can understand, because they're putting the virus into your body, and some people could be very susceptible to that.
Yeah,
I think that's how all vaccines work.
Well, that's true. And
they're all basically the same thing.
And people are going to react to it.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I think there is I don't know what the percent chance is of developing autoimmune problems from vaccines.
The thing that gets me is I'm older than you. I came up in the time where our moms got us all together over Johnny Lewis's house, because he had the measles,
right,
and we all go in there, and we'd all go over there and sit in a room with him, and so, I mean, and we, you know,
right.
We lived.
Right.
Yeah. It's a disease. It's an illness, not a disease.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Yeah.
Well, my mom was old enough to be my grandmother. She was born in 1936. She actually had polio.
Yeah, I tell you what, I grew up with polio, and I remember Jonas Salk when that happened, and we were given shots for that, and because there were people that we knew in our in my parents' circle that kids had polio, so it was a huge benefit to mankind.
Okay, here's a fun one.
Okay,
Pizzagate.
I don't think there was pedophilia going on in that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that's a real thing.
All right. So here's one that I definitely do believe, and I think we covered earlier. Of the conspiracy theories, I personally say that the two that I really do believe is that there has to be life out there somewhere.
Sure.
No matter what, I thoroughly 100% believe that somewhere out there, there is life. I also believe that while probably loosely formed, there is some sort of money-driven, corporate-driven shadow government. There is some sort of group of rich and powerful people that have a lot more power and control over what goes on and what changes than they should. Those are the two that I definitely believe. What's your take on those two?
I think there's, I've already said, I think there's life out there someplace. I'm not sure of what level they are. I mean, they could be watching us right now. We could be their reality show. They just watch what happens here on Earth.
They could be an algae.
Yeah. Or they could be an algae out
right,
there.
Yeah.
The one about a shadow government, I think that there's very powerful people out there that they can control, or if not control, they can push things in certain directions. I think the media is the large media companies. They can push things in the directions they want.
And we've been watching that.
Over the last, 20 years.
I think we watch it heavily on both sides.
I think
people, for some reason, only see it on the other side.
No, it's used.
I don't even see that as a conspiracy theory. Like, lobbying is a thing that, that to me basically just looks like kind of legalized bribery, basically, and all the major news outlets are owned by, people who,
well, when
who
I say
it,
I mean controlling elections, controlling, I think they have more control of it.
It depends on how you're saying it.
Well, I think what you're really going to be seeing in the next election is the social media. Because there's only, three people that control most of the social media.
Oh, absolutely.
And if they want to isolate one candidate and push the other candidate, they can do that, and that will have a severe impact.
Well, Republicans are pushing on Google right now for precisely that that reason.
No company like that should have. I'm not into breaking up things, but if they broke up the steel companies because they had control over all the steel industry. Teddy Roosevelt.
Google is a monopoly, basically.
It simply is. At what point are people going to say, there's way too much power here, because they literally can control what you see, and you don't even know it. And then they come out and they pay a $5 billion fine for something they've done.
Right.
Nothing. What is that? The interest for, 3 hours?
Right. Yeah, they may get back in a week. Yeah,
absolutely. All right. So we're right here at the end of the show. I want, of course, this is your station. Your show is the flagship of this station. But maybe for those listening in the evening, maybe you can tell us what your show in the mornings is really all about. Maybe they'll tune in.
Well, you know what? Our show in the morning from 7 to 9 a.m. It's a community radio show. We have people of all persuasions coming through, whether they're far liberal or far right. We try to treat everybody there as a guest as we would in the house, like having coffee. And there's no anger in there. There's just an open discussion of things. Our elected representatives are all on the show once a month. Our law enforcement is on. If people are trying to raise money for good things, we back the blue, or if it's One Safe Place or any of those, they're always welcome here. Plus businesses, we put a lot of small businesses on, because this is our community and we want to treat the people here. We do not endorse people on elections. On the local elections, or because they're all kind of our neighbors,
right.
So it gives them an hour to listen to these people and ask questions and see what they're really about. It's not a 30-second blip on the TV or a news story,
right?
So that's what we do.
Radio town hall.
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome. All right, so you've been listening to Carl Bott here on Radio Wasteland. Thank you for checking us out.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.